This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Been a tough week for the Bush administration. The Democratic-led Congress has held hearings to investigate the dismissals of a group of U.S. attorneys. It's held hearings to investigate the quality of health care for service members and veterans, after a devastating newspaper series about conditions at Walter Reed Army Hospital. And the Justice Department itself admitted that the FBI overstepped its bounds in demanding information without a court order. All this in a week when a jury convicted former vice presidential aide Louis Libby. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott. What a week it's been for this administration. It almost would drive a president to go to South America.
Which is where Mr. Bush is as we speak. The vice president's former chief of staff, Vice President Cheney's former chief of staff, Louis Libby, was found guilty of four counts of perjury and obstruction of justice. They'll appeal. What's next?
Well, there's a whole series of appeals that take place. First of all, you ask for a new trial, then you appeal the original finding of the court. After that, you can take it to the appeals court, and presumably you can even go as high as the Supreme Court. But I don't think it's going to go that far.
The foreman of the jury said very bluntly, "We feel bad about this verdict because Mr. Libby should not shoulder the blame entirely."
Yes, the special prosecutor said that there's a cloud over the head of the administration. And of course, when he speaks of a cloud over the head of the administration, you are expected to believe, as I think he does believe, that Libby was really somebody that they tossed into the flames in order to protect others in the administration.
Did the trial afford you any insights into the inner workings of the vice president's office, or, I think people also want to know, the Washington Press Corps and relations between the administration and the press?
Well, the Washington Press Corps, to take the second first, it gets a very big black eye out of this. Any effort in the future to try to avoid testifying with First Amendment grounds, pretty well gone. As you suggested, there were 10 people from the press who were there and testified. And in the future, as already has started in a couple of other cases in California and elsewhere, in the future, they'll be very quick to say, tell us what we want to know, or into the slammer you go.
Is there pressure for a pardon from President Bush for Mr. Libby building up, and pressure not to pardon, not just from Democrats, but Republicans who may not want to open the issue in an election year?
I think that there is a certain amount of pressure for a pardon. The president indicates that he's not going to think about it now. I think, being politically minded, he wants to wait, and after all the appeals are exhausted, and when the election has come, that the day after the November election next year, he might begin to think about a pardon, but not before the election.
Democrats in the House and Senate this week announced drafting exit plans for Iraq. The House bill is the more complicated one. It sets up a series of benchmarks for withdrawal from Iraq, and it's tied to a spending bill. President Bush has indicated he might veto it. How much support do these measures have in Congress now?
Well, the trouble is that in the House of Representatives, Speaker Pelosi has a lot of support for two different approaches to the problem, with the result that they're fighting against each other. It is a question of how soon to demand the return of our troops, or how long should we wait? Should we have just a benchmark? It's details of it holding them up. The Senate has still its own approach to this thing. Mm-hmm. And so at the moment, it looks as though everybody wants to achieve the same purpose of beginning to think of getting the troops home by getting the Iraqi government to shoulder a lot of the burden. But how to do it and have them all agree on the same thing that they seem to agree on, that's tough. Mm.
The U.S. ambassador to Iraq, Salmeh Khalilzad, who's been on this show any number of times, said that the Democrats' plan might help encourage diplomacy in Iraq because it would send a message to Iraqis that the patience of the American electorate is running just a bit thin. Can you detect whether or not just even debating these proposals might speed the diplomatic process in Iraq?
Yes, it may well be that some contribution may be made by the regional conference that was called in Baghdad by the government of Iraq. And if you can get them all, or several of them, to sit down and talk to each other about what we can do to help Iraq, it might help.
You mentioned that security conference is going on. President Bush, of course, is on a 5-country tour of South America. Now, that brings back some memories for you.
Oh, it brings back memories of 1958 when Vice President Nixon, you remember the name?
I remember Mr. President Nixon, but yes.
With his wife was on a tour in Venezuela, in Caracas, Venezuela, where our present president would not be very happy. They threw eggs and they pelted him with all sorts of things.
Rocked the car back and forth, didn't they?
Right, they rocked the car back and forth. They threw tomatoes, they threw eggs. there was really a very rough time. And since that time, you notice that this president will go to a lot of places in Latin America, but not Venezuela.
And thanks very much, Dan Shore.
Sure thing.